Young people, middle age, and older middle age, or everybody. God got some people on the earth that's full of the Holy Ghost, and you're a part of that group. Don't let anyone rob you. Don't even allow yourself. Tell yourself that your flesh, your mind, whoever it is, just shut up. Because I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit. You may feel like you don't qualify, you don't, all kind of discouragement have come at you. You just tell your mind and discouragement, I didn't invite you into this conversation. I didn't invite you into this setting. Just like you came in that door, you better get out. Because I know my rights. And the Bible says Satan come at you one way, I'm going to run him off. You can run him off seven. Didn't you see it? So I'm going to put you in the road. I'm putting you in the road. I'm not going to fool with you. And I bought it since I got to live in you. Can we sell something? Because my time is out. Bought it since I live in you and I'm in charge. You're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to tell me when I can pray and when I don't want to, when I can't pray. You're not going to tell me that. You don't have that right nor that authority. So I don't, and feeling, you just might as well get over there and get in your place, because I'm going to do what God said first, and then you can line up somewhere next. How many times have I come on that prayer line, I didn't feel like praying? You didn't know it. I did not ask my feeling. My feeling suggested to me, why don't you just cut it short tonight? Or why don't you just call in, because you know they'll answer real quick on that. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. You can get them real quick. If you just send one text message, they'll get around. We're not praying tonight. But see, God didn't tell my feeling to do this. He told Jimmy, my spirit. Because you don't know who's your helping. You don't know who life you are affecting with the gospel. You don't know what person about to pull that gun. Come on. You don't know. But you're just sitting there talking about your feeling. And here's God trying to get you to cooperate with his spirit so you stop that person, because he don't want that person to go to hell. He don't want that person to die at that age. He don't want that person to be treated like they're being treated. And you know there's some bullies out there. Amen. He don't want that person shooting themselves up with drugs and then don't know how to function after they get shot up. Why? Because he loved them. You know, you may not think he does, but he does. So, I say to you, my children, I've brought to you my best. Don't settle for the less. Open your heart today and receive what I've said to you. I will do wonders in your life. I'll show you a side of me you never seen. I'll do things in your life that'll make others stand up and they'll go, oh, is that really God? Yes, it's really me. So don't draw back. Don't look at yourself and make excuses. I made you. I know what you look like. I have made an investment in you. And I want you to have all that I've invested in you and for you. I want to get you to where I need you to be so we can do what needs to be done in this hour. I want you to reach out to hurting people. Today, I come to set you free from your hurt, from your pain, from your discouragement, from your lack, from what the enemy have said to try to set you back. But I come to set you up and move you forward. I didn't come to set you back. I come to set you up so you can move forward in a force that nothing can stop you. And he dared to get in your pathway. I want to be just that strong in my manifestation of my power in your life, not just in these seats, but when you walk out these doors, that you know that I live in you and you don't have to be afraid of anybody, anything, any situation, anytime. Because I'm God and can't nobody change me. And I'm married to you. You're my body. You're my redeemed ones. You're the one that I paid the price for. I shed my blood. Now receive what I have for you and walk in it today, every day, and let it grow and you increase and there'll be much more, said the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 But there it is. That's what I had. Thank you, Jesus. I stand you up. Anybody in the house, I could be missing it, and I could be right. But you know, I sense somebody got some pain in their body, and you don't need to go out the door with them. You don't need to even feel ashamed. You say, well, I hadn't done this. He said, make an adjustment. He said, just go ahead and make an adjustment. What you mean? He said, Lord, I'm sorry for not acting and doing like you said. He said, it's done. He said, it's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.